And it's John Gibbons here with the Anfield Wrap, speaking to Mark Campbell, who has written this fantastic book, Heightened Titans. I'm holding it now. It's a weighty document, and quite rightly weighty as well, because it documents Heighton's love affair with football and vice versa, I would say as well. So to get into all that, first of all, Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.
So the very obvious first question is, why have you decided to undertake this huge project? Because that is how I describe it.
Well, it has been a mammoth task, and it's taken me a decade to compile, in all honesty. Not full pelt. I've been, you know, doing my job and slotting the book in between that. But the real reason was it needed to be written, I suppose. I was having a Monday morning conversation with my mates, as we do every Monday morning, picking out the bones of the weekend's football. And the conversation basically went something like, Gerrard had another great game. Tony Ibbett was as reliable as ever. Lee Trundle scored another cracking goal. David Nugent banged one in. Ronnie Moore's got Tranmere playing well. And I just sort of reeled away from the conversation, because that sort of conversation takes place all over the country every week. But what made that unique was that, not deliberately, but by chance, everyone that we'd spoken about was born or grew up about a mile from where we were standing. So I thought, I'd already written one book, and I thought, so I had that mindset, and I thought, there must be something in this. So I started thinking of other players, and the situation grew, and I thought, if I include the adjoining village of Prescott, then we're really going to be onto something here. So that's what I did. And before I knew it, I had 140 players who'd come from Heighton or Prescott who'd played at least one game in the English Football League, which I think for a place of the size and population is absolutely fantastic. You know, and I'm not saying it's the footballing capital of the country, but it won't be far off it based on those statistics.